Yeah, I suppose devastated and stunned, Greg, when the news came through last night. You know, we all sort of maybe felt that it was maybe going to be later in the month when Jim made his decision. Like, I don't think any of us sort of expected the swiftness with which Jim made his decision. But it's certainly a devastating blow to all Gaelic Games followers in Donegal. I think, I suppose, what Jim McGuinness did maybe transcended Gaelic Games followers. Like, he sort of captured the imagination of a whole county. And I think, you know, the vast majority of County Donegal is in mourning this morning.
And we are, of course, I should have said at the beginning in conversation with Chris McNulty of the Donegal News. Chris, did you say that this came as a surprise to you or not? I mean, I know you are a reporter and you have to maybe to some extent withdraw from the situation, but you are also an absolutely huge fan. So what was your feelings about the possibility of his continuing in the position?
Yeah, well, I suppose when we all look at Jim's sort of personal circumstances and his own professional work at Celtic, I think we all maybe realised that it was going to be very, very hard for him to continue given the sort of level of commitment he's given the job in the last 4 years and the sort of level of detail that he went in. You know, he was a real 110% man with everything he did with Donegal and with 5 young kids at home in Glendies and with the job over in Glasgow. I think somewhere in the back of the mind we all reckon that maybe he would call it a day, but what is the surprise is sort of the swiftness that he's made the call. You know, it's just 2 weeks ago since we were in the All-Ireland final, and I think we maybe thought he may have taken a longer period of reflection, but maybe, you know, there was a feeling last year, Greg, when he took the job that it was to take it for one more year and one last push, and, you know, what an effort it was, and maybe the sort of feelings that we thought he might stay were maybe in hope. More than anything.
Yeah, I think that's what happens, isn't it? Particularly with sport, you know, sometimes the mind can rule or the heart can rule the mind. I understand maybe he's going on holidays today and that's why he's not available for comment. Perhaps he wanted to, if he had made his mind up, get it out there, get some time away from his family and deal with all of that when he comes back if he so wishes.
Yeah, and I suppose the type of individual he is, you know, he's a much sought after man, and I suppose as everybody in the media knows, you know, even from the clips that he would have given to Highland in the last 4 years, you know, he's a guy who sort of demands so much time, because when he speaks, Greg, you know, it's not just sort of a sound bit here and there. Like, like any interview he gives, he puts absolutely everything into it. And you know, over 4 years of interviewing, I don't think we've ever got that same interview twice. Like, he's always got something new to say. And I suppose, look, what he just wanted, you know, he's going away on holiday, as you say today, just to get the news out there and sort of let the rest of us do the talking for him, you know, because I suppose it's quite an emotional time for Jim as well, you know. I mean, it was quite apparent in 4 years dealing with him. Like, Jim absolutely loved Donegal. And I suppose one thing about it, he took as much joy out of Donegal's success as any of the rest of us. You know, it meant so much to him, and when he took over, like, Donegal were at such a low ebb, but Jim had sort of that belief and he had that will to get Donegal, you know, from a time where they were being disrespected and they were sort of a figure of fun nationally, and he had that drive and that determination to get Donegal right to the top of the tree, and, you know, what a job he's done.
And to think we overlooked him a couple of times too when he wanted the job.
Yeah, I suppose a penny for the thoughts, Greg, of that particular interview panel that night in 2007 in Jackson's Hotel, who deemed Jim McGuinness unworthy of the Donegal job. You know, it's quite, I suppose, laughable to think now that there was a body of people who interviewed him and sort of felt that he was, you know, he wasn't even worthy of being called back for a second look at that time.
And does this now change perhaps the attitude of some of the older players who perhaps, if you know, Jim had committed to another season, they may have committed to another season? Do you think maybe this team could unravel to some extent?
Yeah, I do, Greg. I think the decision of Jim to call it a day will make the decision of a lot of players much easier. You know, if Jim had decided to stay for a year, maybe, you know, the guys who are hanging around there, you know, those sort of early 30-somethings, but it made me thought, right, you know, another 12 months, because most of them are, you know, I don't think there's anyone who you would say has to call it a day. You know, I think everyone on that panel would have something to offer.
Yeah.
And if Jim were staying on, you know, they might think, look, it's only another 12 months and, you know, maybe there's another Ulster title in us. Could we go for the All-Ireland back in Division 1 of the league? But with Jim gone, you know, there's going to be a whole new regime and a whole new sort of, there's going to be a huge change for Donegal football. And I think Jim's decision will make a lot of minds a lot clearer this morning in terms of those players. And I suppose, Greg, look, the big worry is that this team, you know, the greatest Donegal team of all time, and their success tells us that, with the three Ulster titles, with the National League Division 2, and of course with Sam Maguire in 2012, and getting to this year's All-Ireland final, the big, big worry now is that this team could completely break up. And I suppose, you know, not just with losing our manager and a fantastic manager, we could be losing some of this county's greatest footballers. And
but we have to look at positive too. I think sometimes sport too, you know, is it's there to it's supposed to be there to relieve the you know, the general stresses of life, and that's the out on it. Is it not possible that, you know, there's enough people around him, you know, enough of these players that would want to sort of do his legacy justice and commit 110% again to the next manager? You know, and that perhaps maybe his legacy will live on, and that will live on in performances in the years to come, because the players will want to do it for him still.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's actually a fair point. And I suppose looking at maybe outside of that batch of players who are touching 30 or who are over 30, there are a lot of Donegal's great leaders and great players who are, you know, I mean, look at Michael Murphy, the captain, he's only 25. Mm. The likes of Patrick McVerdy, you know, one of the best young players, Ryan McHugh, Darragh O'Connor. That particular list goes on.
That's what I'm saying. The core is there. He's left a fantastic core. It's not like Alex Ferguson, what he did to Manchester United fans, you know, and left a team of geriatrics. You're not a Manchester United fan, are you, Chris? No.
Slightly, but,
oh, right. Well, I've ruined your morning twice, but you know where I'm coming from.
Morning.
I'm only joking. And I know it's not the time maybe to discuss this, but look, I'm going to do it anyway. The conversation is going to start now as to who will replace him. Declan Bonner has already had a run as Donegal manager, taking us to an Ulster final, I believe, but he's matured himself. He's proven that he can also develop and bring players forward. Perhaps he's also seen a lot of the work as Jim McGuinness has done, and maybe has some of that ethos. You can contradict me if I'm wrong. Is that not the natural progression to continue this through?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, when we look at when Jim took that under-21 team to the All-Ireland final in 2010, and a lot of those players were emerging through as senior footballers at that time, and he was seen as the natural choice. Declan, when he took over in 1997, a lot of people now forget, you know, there's probably a body of opinion out there that think, ah, look, Declan's had his time at the job and it's time for someone else. But Declan took over the job at 32 years of age.
It came too soon.
He was a very, very young manager. And, you know, if we look back, that was 1997. There's a lot of water gone under the bridge. And, you know, I know Declan pretty well myself. And I know, like, again, that sort of, what Jim brought to the senior team, he really brought to the minor team that level of commitment, the level of sort of emptying the tank every time you go out. And I suppose the only question is, and you know, you mentioned at the outset of the question, look, you know, people say it isn't the time for it, but it absolutely is, because, you know, we're into October now, and a lot of counties have already appointed their management teams for next year. And again, going back to that point about the players, the sooner we get a manager in place, you know, that, you know, be it Declan Warner, be it whomever it may be, that they can talk to these players before they confirm 100% that, yes, I'm now retiring from inter-county football, that they can sit them down and have a word and maybe try and convince them, because it is going to be important that whoever's in the dressing room, that they've got a body of leadership from the players.
And it seems incredibly unlikely, given it seems unlikely we'd go outside the county.
Yeah.
That was, I remember this going back 10, 12, well, I don't know how many years ago, I don't give away my age, but, you know, people says we need someone from within Donegal, managing Donegal, and one of the biggest, you know, Jim won those games with us as a fan as well as a manager. So, I mean, it's unthinkable that we'd go outside the county, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I suppose, though, if we confine ourselves to Donegal, you know, there's going to be a very, very short list anyway, you know, because Jim has taken this job now to an absolutely new stratosphere in terms of where Donegal football stand now and where they stand when Jim was interviewed all those years ago. Like, yeah. But, you know, we've had outside managers in Donegal before, and they've actually been pretty successful. Like, they've done okay, Mickey Moore and Brian McGiver. But when you strip it all back, there was just that problem where they weren't sort of Donegal, and maybe they didn't quite get it. Now, I suppose one man who will come into the reckoning, who will be discussed quite a bit is Rory Gallagher, who's Jim. Now, Rory, I suppose, is a native of Fermanagh, but has been living down in the Killyleagh Kildare area.
I think we could count him.
I think so, at some point around 2011 or 2012, we stamped his passport
There's some of these managers that are on a tour of Ireland, if you know what I mean, and they go and you know, they have a certain style, and it would be a shame if we lost that ethos. Chris, listen, I've taken up too much of your time already. Really appreciate you coming on and discussing this, and I know we didn't want to be discussing it this morning, but that's how news breaks, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly it. I suppose it was inevitable that it was going to come sometime, and maybe the fact that it came as a shock to us might actually be a blessing in the long run.